Good morning, Nashville. It is 6.06 a.m. We are broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It's the last day of March, March 31st, 2022. We are delighted to have in studio our very good friend, all-star panelist, recovering journalist, public affairs specialist, Mr. Clint Brewer. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Mike. I'd like the listeners to know that I am still waking up like most of them. Mike is pinging around the studio with a lot of energy.
I'm trying to lift you up, brother.
I'm trying to lift you up. Trying to keep up here. So I wish I was over my coffee like you guys were.
Well,
one Red Bull didn't do it this morning.
Yeah. Are you a Red Bull guy?
I am when I'm coming here. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it is a little you trek in from Wilson County.
I do.
And so you got to get up a little bit earlier.
I do.
And it's you know, the natural sleep cycle is a little bit later than we get up.
Yeah. It is.
Well, somebody who missed their sleep cycle, apparently, the editorial board at the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to read this to you. It just was published last night, and they don't know what they're talking about. And usually, you know, if you look at the Wall Street Journal, it's owned by the Murdoch Group and the same people that own Fox News. But usually the Wall Street Journal, the editorial board is relatively conservative.
Well, yeah, it makes sense, right? I mean,
in this case, and by the way, but the reporting leans left, doesn't it, at the Wall Street Journal for the most part?
I think it can. I mean, I think a lot of newsrooms lean left.
The Tennessee Star doesn't lean left.
Well, yeah, we're all aware of that. But many legacy media companies lean left.
So they really don't know what they're talking about. And they took a shot, a very unfair shot, at all of Tennessee. And I'm going to read it, and I'll get your reaction to it. You haven't seen it, so you'll just hear this. I'll read the first four paragraphs of this with the headline, and then I'll pause and get your reaction. The headline is Tennessee's Political Protection Racket. State legislators pass a law to block a Trumpian outsider from the ballot. The filing deadline to run for a U.S. House seat in Tennessee is next week. Yet on Monday, the state legislature moved to change the rules by creating a 3-year residency requirement. The bill is a flagrant attempt to sideline an outsider candidate backed by President Trump, and it may be unconstitutional. Morgan Ortegas worked as a spokeswoman for Mr. Trump's State Department before she moved to Nashville in 2021. After lawmakers drew new political maps this year, Jim Cooper decided to retire. The race to replace him includes a herd of Republicans, including Ms. Ortegas. Ms. Ortegas isn't from Tennessee originally, but then neither are many of her neighbors. The population of the Nashville metropolitan area grew 21% between 2010 and 2020 as newcomers flocked to the state without an income tax. Voters can decide if Ms. Ortegas is a carpetbagger and if they care. Yet, lawmakers want to narrow the people's options preemptively by disqualifying anyone who hasn't lived in Tennessee for 3 years. One of the bill's sponsors, State Senator Frank Nicely, supports a different candidate, former State House Speaker Beth Harwell. This is rotten. No matter what you think of Mr. Trump, state lawmakers want to help an insider candidate by blocking an outsider from the ballot. Worse, they're doing it in the middle of a campaign days before the filing deadline. Governor Bill Lee's office says he's, quote, still reviewing the legislation. Tennessee has a weak veto, so the legislature could override him with a simple majority. Now, the Wall Street Journal, in my view, has totally shaded that story.
1 minute.
What are your thoughts on it?
Well, a couple things. One, I mean, we have laws in this country that create these kind of barriers for entry in races all the time. I mean, there's an age limit on being able to run for president of the United States, correct?
Mercifully so.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, should we just take that off? I mean, these things have been in place traditionally for a reason. Now, set aside, I think Morgan Ortegas is actually a very qualified candidate, but let's set that aside. Do the politically elite have a different set of rules than everybody else? I mean, you know, why would the people of Tennessee not speak through the legislature? I think they possibly have.
That's the key point.
They not?
Because they're trying to say that it's nicely trying to push Beth Harwell out. The vote was 31-1 in the Senate, 70-18 in the House. I don't think all of them support Beth Harwell.
We have a representative form of democracy in this country.
That's right. And take that, Wall Street Journal.
We should come back to this, but yeah.
We will come back to it. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Clint Brewer. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.